Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
You guys ever get into an argument and then at some point the argument just kind of takes on a life of its own, and then when you kind of sit back and think about the point that you're now arguing, it sounds completely different than what your intended point was?
Yes.
Because I got in an argument with this guy at work the other night. Basically, at my work, we get deliveries and stuff early in the morning, and there's this like one woman who sometimes delivers produce to us. And I mean, she's like a real homely, ugly, mannish woman. I mean, obviously she's a truck driver, you know, she's a bit manly, but anyways, it was like 3:30 AM or whatever when she dropped off our load for us. And then she has to go back through the back doors to go get back out in her truck and stuff. And whenever she drops off a load, I usually go stand outside and make sure she gets in her truck all right and like drives off.
And sorry, hang on one sec. I gotta tell something. Every time you say "drops off a load," Chris is just giggling like a fucking little kid.
Every time she drops off a load, I like to go out and watch.
So I watch
like
her.
You're talking about your dog.
So I watch her waddle back over to her truck and hop in, and I just feel like it's. I don't know. I don't even think about why I do it for only her, but it's like. I mean, obviously, there's something that. You want women to feel safe or whatever. Not that I'm like a huge threat to, I don't know. So anyways, this coworker of mine, he comes out and he's like, get back in here. We got to shut the door. What are you doing out there? And I was like, well, I'm going to make sure that she gets back in her truck. Okay. And then he's like, nobody's going to rape her. Did you see her? So then I was kind of making the point. I was like, what are you talking about? There's a guy out there that will rape any woman. Like every woman is rapeable.
Right. That's you what know, exactly.
The odds of her being raped are probably a lot lower than like.
He just said that because he wouldn't rape her.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I don't believe because he was a black man.
Oh, okay.
But my point was is that, you know, like every woman has to have the fear of being raped, no matter how fat you are, no matter how ugly you are, no matter how manly you are. Like
or
every
more,
woman.
Or more importantly, the desire.
Right.
So it's like, so I was arguing that point with him, and we were like kind of going back and forth. But then it felt like towards the end of the argument, like I was like pro rape. I was like making all these arguments of why every woman should fear being raped.
It seemed like you were like a closet rapist by the end of
yeah.
the
argument.
You're like screaming, I could rape any woman at any time,
right?
Especially women I work with.
Like, I just felt like I was defending rapists. Like, somebody had to speak up for him, and it was my duty.
Yeah. I always get into that's funny that that's your exact example, because I feel like I've gotten in trouble before for
raping people
for defending rapists also when I wasn't meaning to, because I would always say, like, if somebody's talking about rape, if you say women dress slutty that they deserve to be raped, I always want to say no, that's totally different from saying that. Just because you think women shouldn't dress super slutty because they might get raped doesn't mean you're saying they deserve to be raped.
Right.
I always want to say, like, both of those points are true, but people never seem
to want to
understand
that. It always comes across
as
– I think we've all on this podcast found ourselves in the situation where we're arguing and it seems like we're pro-rape. Probably half the time we are pro-rape, but –
easily.
But you're right, though. That same argument, I feel the same way. Like, people always say, like, oh, so she can't dress like that because she's going to get raped? Like, you're saying she's asking for it? No, she's not asking for it. She's just increasing the odds of it.
That's all I'm saying. Just admit that. It's like, I always say, it's like when Siegfried, like, put his head in or fucked with that tiger, the tiger mauled him. But you right. didn't say, that fucking tiger? Can you believe what that tiger did to Siegfried? Like, no, you just say, well, that's what fuck tigers do sometimes. Roy shouldn't have been fucking around where he didn't belong.
Hey, that reminds me of one of my favorite jokes. How do you turn a fruit into a vegetable?
How?
You have it train a white tiger.
That's pretty good.
I think that's, as far as like just quick one-liner type jokes, I think that's great. No, you're right. And also, it's dumb to act like, if people try to act like girls dress like that for themselves also, fuck you. If she's on an island, oh, she's God, not going to dress like that.
Yeah, that's the fucking...
That's and the other and one. Breast implants for themselves also.
No. Yeah. You do it for, so that you can feel good about yourself, ... and your ability to attract a man. That's exactly. What it all, they leave out the ... part always.
You wouldn't put, if you were on an island alone and you knew 100%, yeah, no chance you'll ever see another human, no way you're cutting open your fucking tits, shoving in something to make them bigger to walk around with all your every day of your life.
You're like, feel prettier on this island now.
Exactly. That doesn't make if you
100% can walk among the monkeys and coconuts with your head held high.
Exactly. And I get that you want to feel better about yourself, and there is it is kind of for you too. It's the same reason like guys will do the same thing where they work out for themselves. No, there it does make you feel better about yourself. You do get a positive feedback, but there is also something to the fact that you want to be more attractive to the opposite sex, and I don't care.
I can tell you for a fact that is because if I lived on an island, there would be no reason why I would want to get penile reduction surgery. It wouldn't bother me.
So would they be taking out like length or girth?
Just a little of both. A nice even all around cut.
So how do you take off length without chopping off the head? Do they just like?
Well, they can sand, Danny. They can do a lot of modern medicine can do miracles.
Oh my God, that sounds like the worst know what it is, surgery ever. They're just sanding the top of your head.
It looks like one of those like commemorative plastic cups you would get at Taco Bell once in a while, where it's like a cup and then a long piece that's just a cord.
So what do? They kind of carve it into the side and they kind of like accordion it or what?
A lot of it is just muscle tissue on the inside they take out. That does a lot.
But how do they make it? That makes it shorter also?
Well, if you take muscle tissue out anywhere, the problem is they did it too fast and now my cock looks like Al Roker.
Like it's got all this extra saggy skin.
Yeah, where you don't say, hey, there's a skinny guy. You say, like, hey, there's a balloon deflating.
I love the idea that your cock looks like Al Roker. Don't you guys think ever since his surgery, he looks like Kermit the Frog? If Kermit the Frog was black.
You know what else my cock looks like? Carney Wilson's neck.
My stomach hurts.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris, tell Ben your idea for a gravestone.
For a what?
A gravestone.
Oh, my idea for a gravestone? And Danny helped me with this. It's an arrow pointing up, and it says, I'm with stupid.
Who came up with that?
Well, Chris had the sideways one.
I just had the I'm with stupid pointing to the guy next to you, and then Danny said I should turn it toward the heavens, adding God, a religious undertone. That was our best
combined joke
collaboration.
Yeah. Today. I think that's an amazing. I really think if I am buried, I will have that as my gravestone.
Because it makes no fucking sense.
None at all.
At all. I love the jokes that go out of their way to not make sense.
Like it's
that's what Jack Handy's the best at.
I know. If it's like you're implying because the implication is you went to heaven.
That you did go to heaven.
The implication is that you. The implication is you believe in heaven.
Yeah.
But obviously you don't believe in heaven.
But you think you like heaven, but you just think God's stupid.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean you don't love him. You'd be damned if you won't have your opinions hurt.
It's also that you think it's you're being playful with God. Like, yeah, my old buddy God, hey, I'm with stupid.
That would be the only level in which anyone would really get that.
I know.
Except for us.
Ben, oh, I remember. Ben, I was going to tell you a story.
Okay.
Chris, you have to help me with this story, too. You have to tell the end of it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
You'll know very soon. Oh, shit. Okay. I know I've admitted a lot of things on this podcast,
Oh, Danny's gay. I remember the end now.
This is one of the most embarrassing things. I told a group of friends this the other night, and I got embarrassed while I was telling this story. And it's weird because I haven't felt embarrassed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever known you to be embarrassed about anything.
This
is a great story, Dan. This isn't embarrassing.
Okay, it's not embarrassing, but it was weird because, anyway, here's the story. A friend of ours was talking about the first boobs he ever saw. And then we were sort of got in a conversation about breasts. And I was telling the story of the first breasts I ever felt. I'll say the name, but I'll bleep it out. But Ben, you know this girl. I was at a friend's house and we were watching a movie and Chrissy was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Chrissy, right?
Yeah.
Now, when she was really pretty young, first of all, she has huge breasts.
Yes.
She was annoying, but anyway.
Girl with big tits.
Yeah.
And you got the opportunity to feel her up.
I was giving her
a
shoulder massage in the back of a dark room full of people. We were all watching a movie, but we were behind everyone else. And during the shoulder massage, she basically somehow turned the shoulder massage that she had requested into a breast massage.
Why don't you just take the credit?
Because I want to.
Oh, you want to be real?
Yeah, it's true. Like this. I'm just saying.
How do you know that?
Because she started like arching her back and moving up so that my hands were naturally like getting closer to her breasts. And when I did that, I was like, is this happening? And I was like, because that's what I wanted it to turn into, but I didn't have the balls to do it back then. You know what I mean? Like
you were behind her, right?
Yeah, I was behind her.
She was watching the movie.
Exactly.
You know what? Can I just add real quickly that reach around boob grabbing is my favorite.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's what it's like to be a girl, and I'm feeling my own boobs.
Wow, that's really, that's like the straightest gay thing you've ever said.
Does that make sense, though? Like, that's my favorite way to grab Sonia's boobs. It's not from front on,
right?
Because, like, you have to have your wrists at a weird angle, and it just feels unnatural. Yeah, if you come from behind, you can, like, cup them and just really press them up against you.
It's right. True, but the way you said it the first time just sounded like you were confused.
So, it's starts to turn into a breast massage, and she basically like guided my hands onto her breast. So I couldn't believe this was happening. I'd never felt breast before.
Did she somehow like slip her bra off?
She like moved my hand from over the bra to under the bra with her hand.
And the way Danny shows how he did this is like his hands are out like as wide as they get, and then they're like squeezed like hard,
oh,
like
yeah.
In and out.
I was
like, so I imagine you're just milking her basically.
I mean, I was just like rubbing her nipples, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, just imagine the first breast you ever felt.
Yeah,
and
they weren't that nice.
These were nice breasts, and I could not. I mean, I had the most raging hard on I've ever had. I couldn't believe I didn't just cum my pants right there. I almost did. So anyway, this also.
We could use less details.
I used to run everywhere in Oroville. You know that, Ben.
Yeah.
So I had run to our friend's house, so I ran home from her house that night.
You were like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, so when I left her house.
Not because you ran, but because you're retarded.
So when I left to run home, I was running with this just raging hard-on. Like nothing didn't turn into anything, because then at the end of the night, the light turned on and we just kind of moved away from each other like nothing had happened. So I ran home, and I was running home and I just could not wait to get home to beat off. You know what I mean? Like it was just going through my head like, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest session of my entire life.
And I know that you wanted that same boner to stay.
Like exactly.
You didn't want to go home and rethink about it and get another boner. You wanted to jack off
exactly.
From the boner
so
that
I was,
she gave you.
That's exactly right. And I was running with that boner and it was... It was like rubbing up against me, and I was running for like 15 minutes. Halfway home, I run through, you know where Mitchell Field is, the park right there. I'm going through the park to get home, and halfway through the park, I stop. Like all of a sudden, I realize, oh, no one's around.
Yeah, just punch it out there.
So I did. I just stopped and I just beat off, and it probably took like 15 seconds. And I probably it was like I dropped a load like I was a cow, and it was.
What I want to know is
produce driver,
right?
Why do you, Ben, think that that's like an appropriate thing to do? Like I would never think, like even back when I was a kid and I really needed to whack off sometimes, I never thought, oh fuck, I'm just gonna bust off on this slide.
Yeah, I was in a children's park, basically.
That would probably bump me a little bit.
So anyway, but listen, so so I just stop, right? And I just do it. And it was probably still the best number one beat off of my entire life. But here's what I told Chris this story because I thought it was really funny. And this is what Chris told me at the time. And he reminded me of this. And I thought it was like the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Imagine if someone had been watching you from the time you left this house and somehow could have just followed you the entire way.
It was like up a hill. Yeah.
They didn't know that what happened inside the house. They just see you leave her house, sprint for 15 minutes, get to the park, and just beat off like furiously in the...
And then run and then off immediately after.
Sprints away and like, sprint
that's
home.
Where I had to go tonight. Oh, I finally hit the park. Ugh.
Exactly.
I've been waiting for this.
They would think I was either a pedophile or like.
Or is he had a thing for parks? Oh, tax dollars for recreation.
You know what's funny is I remember Danny telling me this story in high school, but I swear it wasn't. It was.
That joke's gonna be lost with all the beep outs.
I don't care. It was for you guys.
Yeah.
It is weird though. Like when back in like the high school days and stuff, when you'd mess with a girl and it would never lead to like sex or oral or anything, but your goal was to just get a really good. Hard on and then
and maintain it
like,
until
maintain it, yeah, keep it going, like just keep feeding it, giving it life, even if you got to get down there and flick it a couple of times, whatever. Just keep it awake and then as quickly as you can somehow punch it out with that same erection. I don't, why is that so important to like,
you don't exactly
teenage kids, we all knew to do that, but we weren't taught that. How did we know?
It's funny to say we weren't taught that because it sounds like it's this important lesson.
Danny's dad taught him.
Shoddy Radio.
So my dad and I have been talking a lot lately because he's tried to get me to, he was trying to get me to pay his life insurance for him because he didn't want to pay it anymore because he's on a budget.
Right.
And he's like, well, I figure, you know, you're going to cash it out anyway. So, you know, why should I keep paying every month? He was,
are you the 100% beneficiary of it?
Yeah. And he's saying, you know, that I might want to do that. And I was thinking about doing it, and then I started thinking, like, wait a minute, don't people get life insurance plans so that they cannot burden their children? Like, after they die? Like, it wasn't enough of my dad to burden me after he was dead. He wanted to be alive to see the burdening.
You know how much of a policy it is?
Yeah, it was in the tens of thousands.
That's pretty damn funny.
But anyway, so it found out that he stopped paying it like years ago, and it actually was to the point that what I would have to pay to keep it going was like, to me, way more than it would be worth just to save that money and bank on him living to being 90.
Right. Chris would probably die before his dad somehow.
Yeah.
And have just been paying his life insurance for 40 years for no reason.
It is funny that he was trying to convince you to do something that was the complete opposite of the idea of what it is.
When Chris dies, he just cancels it and cashes it out himself and takes your money. It's funny. It's actually the perfect insurance scam. Because
he murders me.
That's what I was saying. He murders you so he can collect his own insurance.
That's how much of a burden he doesn't want to be on me.
But he would never be a suspect because they wouldn't think you were paying his life insurance.
I know.
It's like
no
the perfect insurance
stupid.
Scam.
It'd be funny if my dad has just been grifting me ever since I was born, like for this big insurance payoff. He didn't even want kids.
Oh man!
I think your dad is smarter than we.
I know. We're the fucking idiots. Well, I am.
All right.
So anyway, we've been talking a lot lately about this settlement where I basically just get what he's paid into it in the years past. And it's we've just been talking back and forth. He calls me with updates that are totally unnecessary. And like, he'll say like, I was going to have him deposit the check into my bank account. And it was like 4 o'clock when I was talking to him. He's like, oh, well, the bank's closed an hour. I'm not going to go now. I'm not going to go tonight. I'll go first thing in the morning. But no, not at 4 o'clock. And I'll be like, all right, well, you can do whatever you want, but you didn't have to, you know, call me back. He actually called me back to tell me that. He was just like really conspiratorial. That's basically where this is going. He was like really conspiratorial about talking about money over the phone. And he would say, like, we had talked about in other conversations how much money was coming in this check. And he, on certain conversations, he wouldn't want to list the amount over the phone because he was paranoid that people were listening in. No, here's what he did. He goes, so when the money comes in, I'll just say it's a go. And that's how you'll know that the money came in. Because I don't want to say what the amount is, Christopher.
That's what he said, it's a go.
Yeah, he's like, well, you can call me paranoid if you want to, but I think that people do listen in. That was about the check coming in. It's a go. So he's like, when that happens, I'll say, it's a go. And nobody will know what we're talking about. And I'm like, but Dad, we're talking about right now, and you're coming up with the code over the phone, you know? And he goes, I didn't say how much money it was.
Like, if you were a thief, you wouldn't waste time tapping calls trying to get into life insurance. You would just kill somebody rich who probably had life insurance.
Right.
And do it that way. Or you wouldn't even try to... It wouldn't make sense. You'd have to have a life insurance policy with somebody that you know.
Right.
Like, you can't scam that on a stranger.
Except for Chris's dad. He scammed it on his son.
That's hilarious.
It's funny that your dad has life insurance, because there is no chance my dad has life insurance.
The question is, do you think your dad could get life insurance?
No.
Right now?
He couldn't pass any...
Do you think there's a common, like, question that asks them how many bicycle accidents they've been in?
Like, how many buses have you been hit by?
How many trolley cars have run you over?
Is it under 20?
He doesn't have enough spaces to put the right number in.
Right.
Sometimes I feel sad that my dad is completely normal.
They didn't put 3 digits in for the amount of cars that have hit you on your bike.
I wish my dad did crazy things like your guys' dads.
No, you don't.
My dad doesn't do crazy things. He just
acts crazy. Shit.
Yeah, he acts crazy.
Well, what's the craziest thing your dad's ever done, man? Has he ever done anything crazy? Has he ever flipped out on you or yelled at you or anything?
Yeah, he like cut his finger off, and I think he like whispered the word shit. That's really weird. I bet my dad has said the F word less than 10 times in his life.
Really?
Wow. I don't know. I feel like one day we should call him and ask him specific numbers on how many times he's cussed in his life.
We should ask him specific cuss words, have him say the word, and then tell us what that number of times.
You know what's funny is if we had him on the phone right now and we were like, okay, Mike, say fuck. I don't think he would do it.
Let's call him.
I think he would just like laugh, and I don't think he would do it.
Can we call him, or would he get shy?
I don't know. We can call him and see.
Your dad's funny. I would like to.
What's his phone number?
It's 530-42.
Maybe we can work up to fuck.
Yeah. You have to talk first, Ben.
Okay.
Are you nervous, Ben?
No. I wonder what the call number is. They probably think it's like a telemarketer.
Do they have an answer machine?
They're probably asking.
Thank you for calling Shields Electric and the Shields family.
Okay, hang it up.
Maybe I'll get back to you. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So, knowing the way Grandma and Grandpa were when you were growing up, they're probably pretty strict. And I would imagine that they taught you when somebody calls you, you answer the goddamn phone, right?
No, they taught me to ignore unconfirmed calls.
Were you call screening us?
He was. It said out of area.
Out of area. But I figured it was like some salesperson or somebody I didn't want to talk to.
Well, we're actually trying to get some sponsorships for Shoddy Radio.
We hear that Shields Electric is thriving in this economy.
The coffers have been dry.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you want to sponsor Shields Electric?
So Mike, Ben was telling us that he doesn't think you've ever sworn. He's ever heard you swear your whole life.
Here, we'll go back. I remember, what was it, like maybe a year and a half ago or whenever it was, like the first time that I was going to do stand up. And I remember, like, I was nervous about doing stand-up, but I felt like the most nervous thing was that I had to be in a room with my dad, and I was going to be cussing. And it was funny because I was, like, 29 at the time, 28 or something, and I thought, like, ah, damn it, my dad's going to be so mad at me because I'm going to say fuck a couple of times. Like, it just seems weird that, like, and I was just telling them that growing up, I don't think I've ever heard you cuss. Like, I've heard you get mad and say, like, damn it or something. And maybe you dropped a shit bomb. But I don't think, I've never heard you say fuck in your life. So we were wondering if, do you think that you've said the F word less than 10 times in your entire life?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Jeez, wow.
Can we get an F bomb on the show?
Oh, we won't force that. Oh,
okay.
I don't want to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah, I don't want it on the radio.
What made you, like, why do you not?
I don't know.
Because I know you don't have any, like, deep religious beliefs or anything like that. It just seems weird to me that you have more morals than most Christians I know, at least when it comes to the language.
And it's true. I remember one time somebody said that you don't have to cuff to get your point across. Usually just make
fuck
you
them.
Look.
That's bullshit. That is fucking bullshit.
I wish I'd have been there when that motherfucker said it.
You know what? It's funny. I do agree. I hate when we've had this conversation before that there's nothing wrong with cussing, but I do think that if you cuss too much, you just you sound dumb.
Right.
That's my impression.
Especially like, on everyday life,
right,
or like working out on the job.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day I was working on a job and there was a couple of air conditioner guys and they used like the F word twice in every sentence. I thought they were having like a competition to see who can say it the most that day or something. I was like, geez, you say a sentence and use it once in the sentence, every sentence, but you got to use it twice. It's like, geez, that's pretty impressive.
It was like Super Troopers when they were trying to say meow as many times as they
did. It's like when these people say, you know what I'm saying, before they say something.
Right. What do you mean by these people, Chris?
You know, people that wonder if their girlfriends are pregnant on Maury Povich.
But it does seem weird that, like, that you are like that. Like, you don't cuss, and especially the fact that you do work construction where everybody does cuss. I mean, I've worked with you on jobs where, like the Mexican laborers that don't speak English, I heard them cuss more than I've ever heard you cuss. And I know those are probably the only words that they know in English.
All right.
My dad's the same way. He came from, like, he worked in an environment where a lot of people were swearing, and I rarely hear my dad swear either. So maybe it's a generational thing also.
Yeah. I mean, my dad, he used to swear plenty, so.
Oh, really?
Mainly when he was mad. Which was all the time. So maybe that's why I didn't do it, because I wanted to be different.
Did you think it was weird hearing Ben swear a bunch on stage?
Yeah, because I never really heard him swear either. So.
I was very curious about that.
But I mean, it doesn't offend me when people cuss or anything like that. You know, I don't care what people say.
Right. It was probably a strange experience hearing Ben.
Yeah.
In a situation that you'd never heard him that before. That must have been bizarre.
You know what's weird for me also is that I think I've been cussing ever since I was like 9. Like, I've been cussing a really long time and keeping it from you. But I remember that was like my biggest fear probably all the way up through high school was like, I was so afraid that somebody would tell you that I cussed. Like, oh, you're that Ben Shields' dad. That kid has a salty ass mouth. Like, I thought you were going to just be so disappointed in me. Like, other people were probably afraid of, like, getting their girlfriend pregnant or doing something stupid. It was like, God, I don't want my dad to know that I cuss occasionally a lot. Right.
Well, that's a good question. What about the first time you heard Ben on this show? That had to be weird.
Yeah.
That was probably the first time you've ever heard me cuss was on this show.
Because we talk about things on this show that I would never talk about in front of people, I mean, even I talk about stuff with my mom and dad on this show that I would never ask them outside of the show. I don't know why that is, but it's somehow I'm driven to like be 100% honest on the shows and talk about things that I would never talk about. So I definitely wouldn't talk about them in front of my friend's parents. And I was really like, I felt so strange finding out like that you listened to the show and like Ben's mom listened to the show. And I just thought like, oh my God, I can never show my face in front of them again.
I don't know how many years it was on the radio though, before Ben told me that he had a podcast.
Oh, I thought you were a rollover fan. Yeah. You were with us before Ben showed up.
Yeah. I assumed that you were already
heard
a fan.
About it, no,
you just thought it was weird when your son showed up on the show.
Yeah. My son's on the show now?
He finally told me one time he had a podcast, and it was like, I looked back and there was like all these episodes that had already been recorded that he hadn't mentioned that he'd been doing this for a long time.
Wow. Did you listen to, have you listened to every episode with Ben on it?
No, probably most of them, no.
So you've heard some stories that you probably would have never otherwise heard.
Probably stories I wish I didn't have heard.
I've heard plenty of those.
See, that's the thing that you got to remember. I remember like my first few shows, you're just kind of tiptoeing through everything, but it just gets to a point where you know that the only way it's going to be fun for me or even fun for anybody who listens is you just got to forget that.
Yeah, you have to pretend
you know are going to listen.
You have to pretend no right. one is ever going to hear it.
Like for a long time when we'd record these, I was just like, shit, I don't want to tell this for my dad to hear. But now it's just like, I don't know. We just did 15 minutes on rape earlier. So you're
right. Yeah, I don't think you're going to shock us anymore.
Can we, you think?
I figure the worst has already been done. So at this point, I'm just.
How about this, Ben? In the spirit of the show, ask your dad some questions you would normally not ask him in any other situation.
Jeez.
Come on. There's got to be something you've wondered that you would have never otherwise asked.
See, I don't really know because, I don't know, I feel like we talk about...
Yeah, but you heard all the questions I asked. I asked my mom for her number.
I feel bad for Mike. If I was him, I would hang up.
He doesn't have to answer anything. He can. We're just trying to, you know, it's like Stern. He's always trying to get whatever he can out of the guests.
Well, I know. Okay, so you grew up, like, obviously you were born in 57, so you're, you know, you grew up in the 70s and stuff. Did you ever, like, Did you ever smoke weed or anything in high school?
Nope.
Have you ever in your entire life?
Nope, never tried it.
Wow, congratulations, Mike. Good work.
I'm like your son, Ben, I've never tried it either.
I'm like Danny, I don't do drugs.
Right.
And your son, Ben, you're also like him.
Yeah, I'm Ben.
Yeah, but you've had... Ben, what, do you drink, Mike? Are you a drinker?
I drink wine once in a while.
He drinks wine now, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you
not
were,
a whole lot.
You were never a big drinker in high school either?
No, I never really drank in high school.
Man, what a clean
Did you ever
life.
Get really drunk in high school?
Probably not in high school, maybe afterwards. But only a couple times.
What about girls in high school?
Did they drink?
were there any women in Mike Shields' life back in high school?
Yeah, my mom.
Really? That was a high school sweetheart?
She was still in high school.
Oh, all right. Hang on. I don't know if the statute of limitations is up on that.
You
Mike.
Were under 30, right?
She was like a senior. I was only 2 years older than her.
Okay. Yeah, my mom was 16. My dad was 32.
Right. Ooh, I
For
have
some
a good...
reason, it didn't work out.
I have a good question, Mike. I don't know if Ben would ever ask this. Okay. Wow, I feel weird asking this.
I think I feel weird about. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Okay,
but I do too.
I think we're getting a bad connection here. So.
Okay, did you? Okay, after you and Ben's mom broke up, did you hate to see her get together with someone else? Was that hard for you to see?
Probably. Yeah, I'd say so at first.
Because I always wonder about that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems weird because it's somebody that you know, you were in love with at one time. So.
Especially when you were married and you had kids and stuff. Like, it's one thing when it's just somebody that you dated, but just, right. like, I think about that now and I think, man, what if Sonya divorced me and got remarried and had another kid with somebody else? Like, I feel like that'd just be really weird.
What if it was me, Ben?
That would really be weird.
How weird would that? How awesome would that be for you?
It would never be you unless you had her locked up in like a shed in your backyard, chained to it.
I was going to say that make Danny my son-in-law, but that wouldn't really be true.
How would it be if I married Ben? Don't count that out yet either, Mike.
That'd be kind of fun.
Which is probably more likely to happen than him marrying Sonya.
At least
it'd make all the holiday get-togethers more interesting.
Even though we're not attracted to each other, at least Ben can kind of stand me.
You're right.
And I do think that Danny's dad thinks that we got married at one point.
I know.
So who's best man would Chris be, yours or Danny's?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or he could be for both.
Interesting.
He would be my best man and Danny's maid of honor.
I would be the guy who objects the union.
Yeah. I would have Chris give me away.
Chris would have to do the ceremony.
I'd be doing like The Graduate where I'm pounding on the windows. This is gross!
I remember my dad telling me at one point when he was, I don't know if you're in high school or if you're younger than that at the time, but he said every week, I don't know if you did on like Sunday nights or whatever, you would do your top 10 songs of the week, like in your room by yourself, like your own radio DJ. And you'd start at 10 to 1. And what was that song that was number one for a lot of weeks in a row? Wasn't it The Turtles?
What was it?
Happy Together by The Turtles. Yeah.
That was your number one song for like 8 weeks or something crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Oh, man.
There we go.
Yeah, this is it.
But you have to announce it. Mike, coming in at number one.
Imagine me, you, I do. I just put it on paper. I didn't actually announce.
Come on, we're making your dreams come true. Hey, coming in at number one this week in Mike's room. It's the Turtles for the 15th week straight. With Happy Together. I'm so happy I'm in my room all by myself listening to music. So very fine, so happy together. This is a great song. Ba-ba-ba-ba! That's a great song.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
You know what would be awesome is if Shoddy Radio had its own network, and then like all our dads could have their own shows. Like my dad could do like a top 10 songs of the 60s and 70s, Radio Hour.
My dad could do a top 10 drugs of the 60s and 70s.
Chris's dad could have top 10 ways to prevent insurance fraud.
Mike, you'll get that better in about a week or so when you hear the show.
Okay, that'll be good. I'll have to listen to this episode.
I have a question about the first time I remember really my dad being ashamed of me. He caught, I used to steal change out of his like little change thing and go buy like, I don't know, Twinkies or, you know, ice creams at the corner store by his house. And one time he caught me there and he asked me where I got the money and I lied to him. I don't even remember what I said, but he just shook his head and like walked away. And I remember him being really like just ashamed of me. He didn't say anything to me. He just shook his head and like walked away. I was like,
which is the most effective way to teach your kids.
It is. Do you remember a time that you were like really ashamed of Ben? Like something that really like you thought like, I can't believe my son's doing this. Cause I know that's what my dad had to think when he thought that about me.
Probably this podcast.
No, really. There had to be something as a kid. Do you remember anything, Ben? Either of you?
I remember one time I'm going to tell a story and you tell me if it's true or not, if you remember this. I don't know if you did, but I remember one time like in junior high, my best friend was Justin Brashears. Me and him would hang out together all the time. And I remember one time he came to our house after school and we were doing homework at like the kitchen table and you had just come home from work And he went to like pull a binder or something out of his backpack, and he had like a can of Copenhagen or something, like a can of chew, and it fell out onto the ground. And then he like scooped it up real quick, and we're just looking at each other. And the thing is that was his, because that's what he would like to do, like even back in junior high. But it's like, I never did that shit, but we didn't know if you saw it. So I didn't know if I should like try to clear my name. Plus, it would make it seem even more like I did if I was just like, hey, that's just Justin's. I don't do that stuff. Because right. Then it would seem even more obvious. But, I mean, like, obviously, I'm not going to lie to you now. I'm 30 years old and I'm married. So I
he's not going to get grounded about this Copenhagen.
Yeah, I'm not going to get grounded, but it wasn't mine. But I always wondered, did you see that can hit the ground?
Nope, not that I remember.
Oh, now Justin Brashears is going to be so fucking pissed at you for rolling over on him.
Yeah, I'm calling
you
him.
You just got Justin grounded, dude.
Yeah, nice work, Ben, you rat.
But what I do like, though, is back then I had to factor in the fact that my dad has 22,000 vision. So I had so he probably could have dropped a 14-inch pizza pie on the ground and he wouldn't have seen that either.
He dropped it and your dad just thought it was bubble tape.
That's right. No, I didn't even see it, but I remember.
Well, you have to have some time that you remember being ashamed of Ben or just really, like, disappointed or something.
Did he ever find all that cocaine?
Come on, Mike. There has to be something that he did.
This ain't a very good podcast. I can't think of anything bad about
that. You can think of something. Like, sometime
well,
he got in trouble.
If you want to make it more interesting, we can get Rob on the phone.
Something he did in school or something.
See, Ben.
Come on, something. What about, okay, how old do you think Ben was when he first became sexually active?
Oh, geez.
Or do you know this now?
I don't know. Was it on one of the shows that I missed?
I don't think we've ever talked about it.
I don't think he ever did it on the show.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever sexually active on the show. If you had to guess right now, and there was a gun to your head, what age do you think Ben first had actual sexual intercourse?
23.
Honestly, gun to your head, Mike. You have to.
Why does he have to have a gun in his head?
Because he because he really is trying. Because you're trying to guess how old he was the first time he actually had sex. I mean, I want you to really be honest when you think he probably did.
That's what I would think. I would think it'd be like around 22, 23.
You're wrong. It was my wedding night.
Ben, do you feel embarrassed to tell your dad when it was?
No, I think I was 17.
Okay. Yeah, but the girl was 13.
She was also never seen again.
17. So did you have any idea Ben was getting jiggy with him? Well, it was the 90s, you know.
He must have been staying over at his mom's house then.
Oh, wow.
I think it happened at your house.
Really? Get out of here, Ben. Is that true?
No, not the first time. It was at my mom's house.
Did you ever do it under your dad's roof when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Now I'm disappointed.
No.
What disrespect.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that time you got into, you had her dress up in Gail's stuff. And, I remember that.
Okay, that's a can of worms. That's weird.
I forgot you told us that story.
I know a time that he was probably disappointed in me. It was probably because I was a pretty good student growing up and through high school. And then I think I got to community college for a while, and then I just decided, this isn't me. I don't want to go anymore. Were you like a little bit upset knowing that I'm probably capable of getting a college degree, but I just kind of lacked the motivation? Are you upset about that?
No, because you always worked hard. I always heard you'd do good because... I don't think you have to have a college education to exceed, you know. It seems like everybody that's a really hard worker usually moves up, and like you have where you worked. So
yep.
There you go.
I'd rather see a good work ethic than, you know, a paper education.
Man, this is what it's like to have a regular father.
Yeah, it's refreshing, isn't it?
First time I went to college either, so.
Yeah, but you always had that great work ethic.
Wait, did any of my dad didn't go to college? Did your dad?
I think he went to college for a while.
He just hung out there. He slept.
He just hung out. Yeah, he slept at colleges.
He pegged there.
He just played hacky sack on
campus.
I know
he told me a story of sneaking into women's dormitories to sleep over at at Berkeley when he was living in the city.
Yeah. Did you ever do that, Mike?
You probably don't have to be enrolled, though, to do
no,
that.
No, I don't think you do have to be on the dean's list to do that. No, I don't think my dad went to college.
Your mom did, though, right?
That's all she's done for her entire life is gone to college. She's still, she has like 6 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's not impressive. Don't be impressed because she has no work ethic. Well, like I need to tell you that. She's a woman.
I guess each year you go to college, you lose a year's wages.
It's true.
And you gain a year's debt.
Right.
Yep. Probably at least.
Well, we're not going to get anything juicy out of Mike, I can tell.
I know. I think this is going to be like a 20-second clip.
That's a little generous.
We'll be happy together.
It's just going to be like, hey, we got Mike Shields on the phone, and then it'll just be him saying that he thinks I lost my virginity at 27.
I know. All right, thanks for calling in, Mike.
All right, take care.
No, that was me joking about it. He was so eager to get up. Just like Ben at 17.
He's probably all sweaty. Is this weird for you? Do you feel uncomfortable?
No, it just depends how Danny edits it.
No, it'll turn out all right. I, Mike Shields, had sex at 17.
It won't even be my voice.
We're going to edit it so that you threaten the president's life. <I know.
laughs> Mike, can I get you to say the word fingered real quick?
Probably not.
Mike, tell us this. Ben was telling us a story about you chopping off your finger at work.
Not all the way.
So your finger didn't go all the way.
No, I just cut it to the bone.
This is going to be perfect.
Now say imperialist pig.
Wait, you really did cut off your finger almost to the bone?
A couple times.
Really? Yeah, that's how Ben brought it up. He's like, I think I might have heard my dad whisper the word shit one time when he cut his finger off.
You know what the funniest thing is that I've ever seen my dad do?
What?
And I remember I was kind of upset with myself that my first reaction wasn't like fear for his life. And
laughter.
My first reaction really was like laughter. I thought it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Do you remember one time, and I believe it happened somewhere in Oroville when I was working with you, and you came crashing through the roof like fucking Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Right.
You remember that?
Stepped on the sheetrock ceiling and fell through. Yep.
Yeah.
You laughed, Ben.
My tools were all over the place. I had my tool pouch on. And I came through and tools were falling down on me. And
I remember I just like, heard like this huge crash, and I run around the corner and I just see sheetrock swinging and there's like dust everywhere and he's on the ground. And I had to run away because I didn't want him to see me laugh as hard as I was about to laugh. Because I knew you weren't dead.
No, it's only 10 feet, so.
Jeez! Yeah. 10 feet is enough to do some damage.
And man. I remember you tried to catch yourself and you had like a big old scrape and bruising like on your
ribs. Right.
Where you tried to like catch yourself on the side. And
God!
Right.
Well, thank you for coming on, Mike. I know it was probably a little nerve-wracking, but. We didn't grill you too hard, I hope.
No, that was good.
All right. Well, Ben, you have to tell your dad that you love him to get off the air.
I love you, Father. Thanks for coming on our fake show.
All righty. I love you, too.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys. Take
Bye.
Care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.